Log Talk Radio.
Because we're going to be doing readings here for the next 2 hours, and we're looking for some callers to call in. And I did have to rearrange the whole show because of a conflict with the place that I actually do my shows from. That was, they needed the space, so I had to put the show back until 10:30, which I apologize for. But still trying to keep in prime time here and put a little couple things out there. This episode, what we're doing here, you know, we're going to be talking about relationships, more talk about relationships, true love. What is true love? And this really get deep into the subject and really put it out there and see what's going on, okay? We'll be like I said before, we're going to be here for 2 hours doing the angel reading, so give us a call in here and just chat about whatever. You know, bring join us for a great roundtable conversation. So if you have a subject about you want to talk about, please do so. Bring it to the show. If you don't like psychics, let's talk about it, all right? We also got the thing where we always talk about, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. We also have donations to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. So please donate to the show. For every donation, we thank you. Give love where love is given. Alrighty? And a couple of nights we've actually forgotten the chat room, so forgive us for that. But I guarantee you tonight we are the chat room's out there. So pop into the chat room if you have any questions. We will be popping in from time to time to see if you have any questions. We'd be glad to answer any questions you'd like. And tell us if you'd like to have it answered on the air or not. If you want to private IM me and ask the question, I'd be glad to answer it for you. And keep the answer as discreet as possible, okay? No problem. But you have to let us know, because every time someone gives us a question, it doesn't matter what the question is at or what, you know, what's going on, we're going to answer it on the air. So please do. Can you have a reading about, we got, what is it, Kimmy? Am I at? Okay. Let's see. We're looking for people to call in. And please do so now. And we... And if you want to sit there and tell us about some old readings we've had and that kind of stuff, and tell us about how you felt about the situation, if it came true or not true, or, you know, if the ideal center go, whoa, that was great, let us know that too. We have a thing here saying, can I have a reading about romance and finance prosperity, or prospects, sorry. Kimmy Poo. So what are we saying here? You want me to answer it for you? You're not going to call in? Just give me an answer real quick. Because I would really like people to call in. I get a stronger connection with people calling in and talking to me. No matter how things look. That was interesting. Let's see. All right, no problem. We have checked in the thing here. Please, yes, please. Okay, no problem. Let's go. Okay, let's go over and look at the situation real quick. And what I would like to have is, I see the username that you're using, but if I can have a first name, please, it'd be great. But if you can call in, it'd be great. If you can call in, just let me know if you're going to try to call in. If you're not going to call in, and we can still do it, no problem. I just always stress to everybody to please give us a call in. No problem. Who's on the phone? Okay, everybody, hold on for a sec. Nicole, we're actually on the air. So if you want to come in, if you want to come on over, or just like a talking show. Wait, you, okay. 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 No problem. I can call you back, too, after we get done with the show, all right? You too. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, everybody, sorry about that. People have a tendency to call me more when I'm doing something than when I'm not. Let's see, her name's Kim. On. It takes a second. Push one a couple times. Make sure that you get in. No problem. Let's go see what we got going on here. We're not going to put Kim on hold. We do have some callers on the line. So let's get to those guys. And I'm going to play some music here real quick, too, because I've got missing paperwork. I don't know if it fell behind the desk or what, but let me play you a real good song here by Journey called Be Good to Yourself, which I think kind of sets the tone on how to have good relationships.
Don't let the soul of the fool.
Well, we're back, and having a great time tonight. How about you guys? One thing I wanted to do real quick was the idea of finding my paperwork and get two things out there to everybody and talk about HemiSync CDs. I love HemiSync CDs. They're really good CDs that I think they really enhance meditation and really help, and you should check out the website. I think you agree with what I'm talking about. The website is www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash, sync, S-Y-N-C, .com. Again, that's www.hemi, H-E-M-I, dash, sync, S-Y-N-C, .com. Or you can give a call at 1-800-541-2488. Again, the number is 1-800-541-2488. And also, there's another company out there. With HemiSync CDs, they're not subliminal CDs. They're actually the technology is, the way I understand it, is the tone and the music that when the brain hears it, it actually helps both hemispheres work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration, which enhances everything that you do. And I've also noticed that when I was working with the CDs myself, I like working both my left and my right hand, and it just seemed like it made it easier and effortless to do that. So therefore, I recommend these CDs to enhance. They also stimulate the brain, so therefore we can do those things to combat any kind of things that actually could enable us not to be at our full function. So therefore, to do that, okay, give them a chance. Check it out. Go in there. They also have MP3 samplers, so you can actually hear the music before you even purchase it. They also have downloads, which are actually, I think, almost between $5 to $8 cheaper than the CDs themselves. So check it out. There's also a company called BrainSync. This is subliminal CDs, but subliminal CDs have come so far. They're a whole lot different than they were back in the 70s and 80s. So check out that company too as well. That's www.brainsync.com. Again, that's www.brainsync.com. And we also, you can give them a call too as well. 1-800-444-7962. 1-800-444-7962 or 1-800-444-SYNC. And I also do private readings myself, so if you want to give me a call, it's 740-500-8863 or 740-601-1057. Again, those numbers are 740-500-8863 or 740-601-1057. And like I said before, you can go to my website. I always tell people when you go to the website, those are the prices that we have set. But they're not written in stone. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. If you go on this website, you'll see the prices and where they are. We also have different set prices for the people who call the show. You know, and if people call right now on the show to set an appointment with me, you will get an additional 10% off the regular price. But also the same thing, too, I want to stress to everybody, is that I don't turn away anybody. So if you're on my website and you're wanting to get a reading, you feel like you need to get a reading, what you need to do is give me a call and whatever you got, I can work with anybody's budget. So just put it on the table and let's see what happens. Like I said before, I've never turned anybody away. I've done readings for everybody and anybody. So that's what I'm here for, to do, to help people and that kind of stuff. So I have no intentions of turning anybody away. I also want to sit there, and we're also opening ourselves up to strange, unexpected, astonishing happenings in our lives. And I ran across this meditational prayer, which basically goes like this, okay? I am willing to accept unexpected, unusual, and astonishing happenings in my life, for I am not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of angels. There is but one presence in this universe, and I am one with that presence. There is but one power, and that power is good, loving, and benevolent. Knowing this, I step out in faith, ready to experience that which has been hidden to the minds closed to the extraordinary. I now open myself to the incredible wonders of life, to new adventures that contribute to a greater understanding of the mysteries of the cosmos. I seek to believe the impossible, to witness strange and wonderful events, to behold phenomena that elude reasonable explanation. I am prepared to hear the inner voices of the angels, to see the visible demonstrations of their hidden hands, and to accept their sudden appearances before me in physical form. Angels, I choose to see, hear, feel, and know the multiple realities of other dimensions. Standing in God's love, and light. I am ready. Let the experience begin. Now, this is by a guy named John Randolph Price. It's in his book, Angel Energy, Harnessing, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Everyday Life. And it's an incredible book. There's also one section we read out yesterday, I think, or the day before, I can't remember. It's a really powerful paragraph, because we're all trying to focus and say, okay, God and the angels, help me to love and respect. If it's a certain person, use the name. Okay? God and angels, help me to love and respect this person for who they are. And also help me to love more every day. And I ran across, we can also put in the worldly part too, saying, help me to love and respect everyone who crosses my path. And also help me to love more every day. So I ran across this thing here I read before. It was a poem meditation from the angels and on relationships. And what it says is, today I send love to this world and I call everyone my friend regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. And I lost my track, including myself. I'm going to read it one more time. I get mixed up on the whole thing. And it's amazing. Like I said before, it's like everybody wants to call me. Today, I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally, I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family units, and I see only expressions of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share, who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. And if you sit here and look at these two meditational prayers, I mean, we sit here and look at the situation like we went over yesterday and the day before, talking about certain things and saying, you know, it says today I send love. So every day I think we should reaffirm that. And I think this is really a great meditational prayer to say every day. And I think it's one of the things that would really help us to accomplish that goal of love and respect and also love more every day to the point where that's exactly what we'll get back in return. If you see certain situations with certain people who are just frustrated and trying to prove to everybody something, there's something not balanced about that whole thing because you shouldn't have to prove anything to anybody. It is what it is. And if you have a situation where a person is being stubborn and doesn't want to believe you of the things you're trying to convince them, the reason is people can see through that crap very quickly. And I am just a person who's going to go, nuts, drive me crazy. Don't sit there and try, because I think we all know, we just have to get to that point of trusting what we know and what we understand. I mean, with this thing here, it says, today I send love to this world, okay? So that's a person who's definitely working on unconditionally loving and wanting to love more every day. And then they're saying to everyone out there, regardless of who you are or what you've done, I still love you, and I'm going to love you no matter what you've done and who you are. It talks about also, for I see God, the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So we're looking for the good in everyone. And this meditation is just, I mean, I love the completeness of the I Am, which we know the I Am is God. And we look within to this magnificent self, which I've always told people, where that's at, where do we feel that at? Everybody says, you know, it's not the physical heart, but I do believe it's behind the heart. And we're talking about loving our neighbors on earth. We're talking about unconditional love, how we give freely, and how that love returns to us in bountiful measures. And I just think that's one of the things that I am thankful for my friends. But at the same thing, I think your friends will be thankful for you too as well. But it's also the one thing we got here is relationship and deepening of love, joy, and mutual understanding. I think we should also focus on that mutual understanding. And also we reaffirm to ourselves every day, I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give, which is probably what? Overflowing as well. And it's going to be two people, two flames, soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. And if you see it as two flames, not one's a flicker and one's a flame. They come together on the same page. So love is everything. The more you love, the more you're going to get what you want. And it's also the same thing with the strange, wonderful events and stuff like that are coming into your life. They're coming through. They're coming by the way of angels. I'm trying to find that thing here because it's like it's like looking at the situation of having a dialogue with the angels. Some of us have a tough time with that whole situation, and we shouldn't. We should look at the situation for exactly what it is. A conversation that's going to brighten our lives, but it's also a conversation we're having, like we're having right now, like two friends coming together and understanding that one really cares about the other. And it's the same thing with the angels in you, that when you're having those conversations, that they're leading you in another direction, but it's always in your best interest. Like we look at here, it says the angels and unexpected things. I am willing to accept unusual, astonishing, unexpected happenings in my life. For I am not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of the angels. So these things, just with that one statement there, kind of tell us the rest of it, that we need to open ourselves up and trust just exactly what's coming through. So let's go on to our new caller. Let's go on to our first caller. And that would be area code 404. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, this is Kim. Kimmy Poo.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from, Kim?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Georgia.
Okay. I don't know why I went blank on that for some reason, but it drove me crazy. Okay, Kim, when's your birthday, if you could tell me that?
February 24th, 19. You need the year, too?
Well, if you're not comfortable giving me the year, no, you don't.
No, I don't care. 1959? Mm-hmm. February 24th, 1959.
Okay, February 24th would put you in the category of what?
Pisces.
Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
I've attracting a lot of Pisces lately. Anyway.
Wow.
No, I actually do. I actually work on Aranum.com, which is a great psychic company that you can actually get the both of TV and audio, I guess you'd say, because you can actually hear me and see me.
Wow.
So check that out. That's one of those companies called Aranum. That's Aranum.com. On there, they call me Psychic X Journey because on the username, that's all I could actually put in there. So Psychic X Journey. So I think it still sets the tone. So we go on there too. But it seemed like I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of talking to a lot of Pisces today and yesterday. So.
It's gotta be.
But what's your situation? You're talking about roommate. Go ahead, sorry. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, it's got to be this cycle. I'm not sure. It's got to be. If you're talking to a lot of us, it's got to be some cycle we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm listening. Sorry.
I think, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But see, I'm not really trying to put a lot of energy into it. I'm trying to let things unfold naturally, spontaneously, the way they're supposed to, because I think it also represents a person that I feel could be something. How can we put it in a situation where we're not really dwelling on it? I'm just saying, I still feel like this person is a very important part of my life. I'm not, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to let it play out to see, you know, the way it falls into place, the way it's supposed to. We're not going to try to manipulate it, because the one thing I've seen a lot of people do, and I can't sit here and say I haven't been guilty of it myself. Well, we do a lot of affirmations and stuff, but we still want to manipulate the way we want it to happen. So we feel comfortable and we feel safe and we feel like that. We all want that peace of mind. So we have a tendency to go different avenues to get that. You see
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you're in a situation, it's like we were saying before, the one card I've been getting a lot, it pops in my head the most, is the Two of Swords. And the way it came to me was the Two of Swords is representing the past and the present. You see, the swords in the card itself represents to cut loose, not the past, not the future, but both. Make them flow freely again. So therefore, in the process of letting go, not because you have to, but letting go because you do want that future, but also letting that future unfold spontaneously and natural too as well. So it's, and if everybody's ever seen the Two of Swords, I think the lady's also blindfolded, I think. And it's one of those things that just have blind faith. Just let it go, but take it one step further and just say, okay, I have a feeling. It's, you know, it's like you get that guidance that comes to you, and you've got this feeling in your soul or in your God essence and in your heart. It just tells you that it's going to go the way you want to. You need to trust that and let things unfold. And the only way they can really unfold is to detach and let go. So
okay.
It's one of those situations. We're looking for romance and you're looking for financial prospects, but I feel like the situation is we're all sitting dictating the whole thing. I've done a lot of readings for people who sit and say, well, I'm looking for a certain kind of job and I have all these skills and I have all this qualification, blah, 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 blah. And they're not letting it unfold because they're trying to still manipulate it because of what they want. They're not really letting the universe give them what really is really good for them, what's going to be, what is really going to be the answer to the solution that they're looking for. They think they already got the answer, and they're asking God and the angels to put it out there for them. And it's like taking a square piece and trying to drive it down a circle. It just ain't going to work. So it's one of those things of realizing that life unfolds. It always has. It always will. But don't get caught. What I'm trying to say is don't get caught like some of these people do and say, okay, the rose is not unfolding as fast as I'd like to and slam it on the table. Because what you do, what happens when you slam that rose on the table? Try to force an outcome. What happens? I'll tell you what happened, in case you want to know. We kill the rose. We destroy the beauty. The beauty is within the unfolding. And we just missed out on the whole experience because we want to jump from A, forget the essence of between A and B, and jump to the B. And that's what they always say. Don't worry about how it unfolds, because the reason you shouldn't worry about the unfolding is because you're supposed to be living it to get to B. And then, because I was there and tell people like this. I got back with a girl years ago. In the process of writing my journal and doing all kinds of stuff, as in manifestations and that kind of stuff, it happened. It happened just the way I was wanting it to happen. And I didn't really notice one aspect of the whole thing until I looked back on it, because that meant I was already on B. Okay, so I just let go the rides and all the things that I needed to get to be unfolded, but I needed to experience them all as they were happening and learn how to live the moment. And each one of those moments led me to be, which is where I wanted to be. So when you sit there and think about that whole thing, next thing I know, I was with her, I was reading my journal, and realized that all these things had happened. But I didn't realize those things had happened until after the fact, looking back on them. And one aspect of the whole thing, I've always said this before, I probably say it a lot, that the one thing I put in that journal is the one thing I forgot that happened to set the whole thing in motion was the idea I was so angry about the whole thing about her leaving and doing what she did that I said in the first part of my journal, I kind of hesitated and said, I don't know if I should write this or not, but this is what I think should happen. So my angels came in and said, okay, then write it. So I did. I said that she needed to come back and pick me up and take me home. So I sit there and looked at the situation, how it unfolded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of worried for a while because she was in Florida and I was in Ohio. And I'm sitting there going, how am I going to take the money I've saved and get there to have a good, to be a blessing instead of being a burden financially? And something just came over me and said, you know, like the angels came to me and said, well, just let go. Everything will fall into place to get you where you need to be at. And sure enough, some guy walked up out of blue. I'd worked with all for about 6 months. I didn't even realize he was actually going to Florida. He just walked up out of the blue and looked at me and said, hey, I'm going to Tampa, Florida, so you're more welcome to ride with me. Because you said, everybody keeps saying that you think your girlfriend's in Florida. Yes, I do. And also I have my intuitional thing going on, too, because she took off and she was telling me she was in Kansas. But my intuition kept on telling me, no, she's in Florida. And sure enough, I was right. My intuition was just, you know, the angels are sitting there saying this and this and this and this. This is exactly what's going on. And the next thing I know, that's exactly what happened. I got a ride to Florida. It didn't cost me really much anything. And then when I got there, I didn't realize that where she was actually at was 15 minutes from Tampa, Florida. So I went from 1,200 miles to 15 miles.
Wow.
So, you know, when you sit there and you open up the possibilities, you'd be amazed what happened. Miracles happen all the time. I think sometimes we need to just sit down and look back at our lives at all the things that do happen that we can't explain, but then we get to a point where we don't want to anymore. We just want more miracles. And that's what happened with this situation. And the situation I was telling you about before is I went to Florida. I did my 15 miles. But what happened was we had a conversation. And the first thing I told you about where, like, she needed to come pick me up and take me home, she
mm-hmm.
got in her van, came to me, picked me up where I was staying at a hotel in Tampa, and we spent a couple of days together, and then she took me home with her.
Wow.
And that was the one thing I really didn't dwell on. I wrote it down in my journal, thought about it one time, and then that was the first thing that came true, realistically. So everything else fell into place afterwards. So it's like one of those things, you know. I got stuck working for the carnival, but I decided to enjoy the experience where I was at, the moment I was going through. And that seemed like it all came together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if I would have sit there and tried to enjoy what was going on as much as I did, I don't think things would have fell in place as quick as they did. And I will stress to everybody that I'm no longer with that woman. But in the process of making decisions for my life, mm-hmm. I put myself solely into that relationship, and I always do. When I get into relationships, I put myself there as much as I can with what I'm capable of doing, which is I feel like is 100%. But we have no control over what other people do. They're going to do exactly what they want to do. And that's one thing we have to understand. In the process of loving unconditionally, we have to start with ourselves. Okay, sorry. We have to sit there and start with ourselves in the process of attracting unconditional love. So therefore, when something doesn't work out, the first thing we really realistically is not blame ourselves, but we should look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what did we do to get that outcome?
That's true. I've done that a couple of weeks ago.
I know. You're sitting here going, I don't need all this crap. Or maybe you're not
no.
saying that. Maybe you don't. But I know you want an
okay.
answer to your romance and the idea of what's going to be unfolding and what's coming to you and how soon.
Well,
and,
I mean, this romance about my finances, and it's making sense.
Okay. So
making a lot of sense.
Okay, so we'll give you some more information, but you got to call 1-800. No, just kidding. But but with the situation in hand, I think realistically, we've had this one, a friend of mine, her name was Penny, and I haven't talked to her in a couple of days, but she's the one who gave this to me about saying what you need to do, and she says it's always worked out for her to sit down and
okay.
say, God, angels, help me to love and respect this person for who they are and help me to love more every day. And every time I've ever done that, I can feel it within my heart that you can feel that love resonating. And I think it just brings you up to a higher vibration. So therefore, you can get all the things you want. Because, people look at the situation, why didn't you get this job? Well, maybe the reason you didn't get that job is because you're not on the same vibrational vibration as you're supposed to be. Now, that some people go, well, shoot, I should be, right? I'm like, no, let's take a step back and look at it. And again, maybe it's something that you're not supposed to have.
Right.
Maybe your vibration is higher than you think, and that job's beneath you. So therefore, you're not thinking about the situation, what you can do. You're actually still in that mode of what you're willing to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about prospects that you're talking about, and I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I got so much in my head right now.
No, I'm sorry.
But the affirmation that you just gave me, I've used for the past couple of days.
Oh, have you?
I've used it for the past couple of days, and so I'm a little bit more calm now. I'm calming, so to
That's
speak.
That's good.
But that was just, it was just a question that I asked today. Because
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, you know how you get, you feel something, you know something, but you're not sure of something?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I'm putting myself in circles. Didn't mean to do that, but it happens that way. I think that doubt was there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hear voices of other people in my in my head. So I'm trying to learn to wipe those out. So.
Well, it even says in the Bible, when you stand still, that basically everything's supposed to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a tendency to forget the word attraction. What does it mean? And we've talked about this before about relationships and say, okay, it's amazing how people say, I'm trying to attract the right love into my life.
Right.
At the same time, they're chasing after it. And they don't think that maybe in the situation that that one guy that took off and left you, maybe the reason he went the other direction because you smacked into him and he wasn't really walking, you knocked him into a different direction. And the reason he's got that confusion in his eyes is because he got hit so hard. He's trying to figure out, okay, what the heck was that? So he was already being attracted to you, and then we have the energy of that attraction at his speed, and then you're coming at him because you're chasing after it. And that's why the biggest thing I've told people before, the first thing you need to do is you need to sit still. I can't sit still as in the sense of sitting in this chair. I used to have a tendency to rock, but it's also a way I have to calm myself down. But I'm just saying with the situation that we need to understand what attraction means. And it's used quite a bit, the law of attraction. You know, everybody keeps doing all this stuff, and they keep going, and I think they do the techniques, but at the same time, they're still walking in that direction.
Right.
So in the process of walking in the direction, you're not trusting the attraction. You still have that lack of faith. So you have to clear that one blockage up, that if you even in the process of chasing after something, if you still have a block, there's always going to be that distance between you and that whatever you're trying to do. The person, the things that you want to, the wants, needs, and desires, there's always going to be that one little variable that's going to be still stuck between you and that thing that you want. Until you learn to have faith is the idea of learning to stand still and say, okay, do the techniques that you want to do. But you have to come to a point. We can read the books, we can read the meditations, but we have to come to the point of finding ourselves, what works for us. And sometimes with situations, some of the techniques that we use work for somebody else. So we're thinking, okay, cool. We want a shortcut, so we'll just use these. But I've actually found that I find myself, the more I do it, the more I like certain things, and I'm not saying I'm not. But it, the one thing I look at is, like with this one here, there's another meditation, if I can read it real quick. This is actually the Angels and Prosperity. And this one here starts off with, my conscious awareness of the divine presence within me as my supply is my supply. I am now consciously aware. Hold up. I am now consciously aware of this indwelling fountain of overflowing abundance. Therefore, I am abundant supply. My consciousness is the very energy of money. I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless, abundant, and with love in my heart, I let the universal riches stream forth into perfect manifestation. What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness, and I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I see my bank account always filled with an all-sufficiency to meet every need, with a divine surplus. I see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all according to the guidance of spirit. I happily see every bill paid and joyfully see every obligation met. With great delight, I see the abundance continuing to flow to me. I am a divine magnet for money, and as I lovingly receive it, I lovingly use it with great wisdom. So when you sit there and look at the situation, the one column is not there, you see.
Hold on. Good. I got a question. You said that's from the Angel Therapy book?
Yeah, it's actually a guy named John Randolph Price, and it's the book is called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of the Angels in Your Everyday Life. He's also wrote this other book, which I always say these two books go hand in hand, because there's another book called The Angels Within Us, and what it does, it explains the 22 angels that govern the inner planes of our life. So we have angels on the inner plane, have angels. It's like realizing all the things that are around you, within, around you, like we talk about angels, but that's like an external thing of the environment. But there's also angels that work with us on the inside too as well, to realize these things, to help us bring them back out, to unblock the gateways.
Okay. I'm good.
Another thing I recommend, guys, if you do a radio show, never eat half a pizza before you go on the air. Anyway. So, this is one of those things. I actually ate this pizza about 4 hours ago. I thought I'd be good to go, but you know how pizza is. So.
Pizza moves in its own time. So does spaghetti.
Yeah, so
but,
2 days from now, it'll be okay.
Let me ask you a question about Archangel Uriel.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's what I've been seeing, or I've been noticing. So is it something I need to know?
Okay,
but
if you're noticing something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm noticing something about Uriel, and I understand that's who's following me. How do I actually know that? Can I tell?
Yeah, we can all tell. We just have to, the thing we were talking about before, the idea of working with angels. The more you work with angels, the more clear it gets.
Okay.
The more you open up to the messages, the more they know you're listening. So, it's one of those things. I've had people say, well, I know this message is coming through. Why can't I hear them? Well, maybe you should sit there and work with your chakras. Maybe you should just do meditations in general. Maybe you should find some way to reconnect with yourself. We were talking about that before.
Right.
When we had that we had the simple prayer where it's just the idea you sit down, you bow your head, and then focus on the essence or the space behind the heart, and then just keep telling yourself over and over again to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And I tell people to do it this way. And if you're sitting down, and you bow your head, and you can visualize the space behind your heart. Try to visualize something like liquid plasma, bright blue, aqua blue, okay?
Yeah.
And then,
there's a
and
beautiful
then take
royal
that,
blue.
Right. So you take that and you focus on that. It's like watching the abyss, how they have that one stuff, that kind of like a plasma, and you look at the whole thing. Or take a visualization from Star Trek. You know, plasma. Whatever works for you to get that kind of visual thing going on. You know, use your imagination to work with you, and I think after you do it for a while, then you start seeing the true essence. And in the process of doing that, then you say to yourself, I love. You know, you should also don't just go, I love, I love, I love. Say to yourself, I love.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is, in the process of focusing on the essence, is you're reconnecting with yourself, but you're also reawakening the connections that you have with everything around you and God. So, you know, it's like anything else. It's like if you have a phone that you haven't used for a while, you have to reestablish that connection. And sometimes there's techniques you need to do, like, well, you know, maybe you have a freaking phone line that's been eaten away by rats or whatever. You can still replace it and still use the same avenue that you've used before. It's just got to do some certain things. So once do some chakra cleansings and that kind of stuff to reestablish those things. But that one meditation, if you use it, you can sit there and focus and say, okay, I love, I love, I love. Now take it one step further and then take that aqua blue plasma and expand it to it goes to the point where it engulfs your whole body.
Okay.
I have seen this before where if you do that, it illuminates the things you need to work on, the things you need to eliminate, the things you need to let go of. And you can also see your aura and the colors. You can also see your chakras will light up as well. So, and I tell people, it takes some work for those things to happen. It's not going to be like the very first time you do it. But the one thing I always tell people when you first start doing that meditation, when you say, I love, keep saying, I love, I love, until you actually do feel the energy moving.
Okay. That makes sense. I've started the meditation thing, so we'll see. We'll work it out. Then I'll let you know how it works, how it turns out.
Oh, please do. Please give us an update on everything, anything else, and if anything else you need to know. Or, like I tell everybody, I've even got to the point anymore where it's just like whatever people got these days, bring to the table. But if you own a chicken farm, think twice about the chicken thing. But
no.
For some reason, it's just a scary thing to have a bunch of chickens show up at your house, okay?
No chickens. No chickens.
Right. If someone gives you a side of beef, the cow doesn't show up at your house, they give you a side of beef. But for some reason, when people want to give you chicken, they just give you the whole freaking thing.
That's okay. We don't want the chickens. They can send angels or fairies, but no chickens.
Oh, yeah, no problem, yeah. Like I tell everybody, like, you know, if you have crossed my path and you want to get a reading, I'm just saying, take the next step and just ask. It's another way of connecting with your angels and go, I'd love to get a reading with this person, but in the process of giving back, what do I have to give back? You'd be amazed at the answers you come up with. The angels can help you out with so many things in so many ways. And to the point of actually even saying, well, maybe you should just listen to me. Listen to us. Just connect. I have no problem with that. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah, you're just...
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of an indirect answer to get back to you and say, yeah, you need to start listening.
Yeah, I got to listen. I'm listening. I try to listen. Sometimes I get, like I said, I get the messages when I'm listening to somebody else. But it's just a little bit, I give what I receive. So if I receive something from, if I receive something while I'm listening, then I hear it. But for me, I figure, oh, that's not for me. I missed this. That's not for me. But sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm listening, it is for me.
We can also sit and look at this one meditation too. This is a really nice one too. And it's like you listen to the 22 angels that live inside you, that govern the insides and understand they are. I was going to try to tell a person, the reason I like the book, The Angels Within Us, because what it does, it explains in the higher arcana of the tarot deck that these angels represent the higher arcana. And each one of these angels have a name. But I saw this thing with the angels all working together, and what they're saying, this one is basically saying, and this is where this one goes, it says, divine laws are the principles of being, the living energies of the angels, the reality of life, the way things are in truth. The law says my body is whole, vibrant, and well, that radiant health is my true nature. Regardless of appearances, I accept this truth. The law says that scarcity is against the law, that abundance is natural, and that my finances are continually in a state of all-sufficiency. Regardless of appearances, I accept this truth. The law says my relationships are warm, loving, caring, and meaningful, and that everyone I meet reflects back to me the true spirit of love and goodwill. Regardless of appearances, I accept this truth. The law says my success in life is assured, that I am in my true place doing what I love and love and loving what I do. Regardless of appearances, I accept this truth. The law says that what I accept, I will experience. I have accepted with all my heart and mind, and I know that by law, all that is good, true, and beautiful in life is rushing to me now. The law is fulfilled, and so am I.
That's pretty.
Explain
that. I like that one.
Yeah. So it's basically saying, no matter what things look like now, what do you want things to look like tomorrow? And you have, we've talked about this before, too. I was talking about this earlier when I was working on Random. That's on random.com. Check me out on that, guys, because I really play it up. I do the show, but you can actually see me do what I'm doing. It's like television. And so we're sitting here doing the whole thing. And I just told everybody, I said, think about it. We have dominion. But most of us think we only have dominion over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But God created the heavens and the earth. So therefore the universe itself, too, as well. So I think that in the process of astrology, the reason I say I love astrology, because astrology is like a foundation, a place to start. And if you look at relationships and all the things that are not balanced in our lives, once we realize those things, it's not a thing of judgment call and say, okay, I'm a bad person. It's the idea realizing to yourself it's a place to start. Everything starts somewhere. So once you realize the imperfections or the balances within your life, or maybe some of the things you've done wrong, or you sit there and look at the decisions you've made and say, well, I made a bad decision. We all should stop and think that you made a decision, you went down a path. Now you realize some things about yourself. So therefore, utilize those things and realize how much control you really do have over your life, that you've just realized that you made all those mistakes. But you could also make positive choices.
Right.
You can't sit there and say, I made a mistake, but I can't do anything about it. You just acknowledge to yourself, you made the mistake. Why can't you do something about it? It's just simply saying, like I've always said before, there's no such thing as bad luck or good luck. It's good decision, bad decision.
Okay.
So what are you going to do right now? You're going to make a better decision because of where you've been. If you wouldn't have gone down that road, you wouldn't know that you need to make a better decision and go down a different path. So therefore, you learn something about the situation, your life, who you are, the whole thing. But I think you also realize, if you really listen real clearly, that you just figured out, I can do what I want, and I did that. Why did I do that? Because the world told you you had to. Now you're starting to think, well, the world keeps getting me in trouble. Exactly. So, but when you listen to your angels, and you listen to God, and you listen to all your guidance, what happens? My life gets better. Oh, what do you want to do? You want to listen to the freaking world who are walking around on crutches? Or do you want to listen to spirit, God, the angels, and watch your life prosper and get more brighter as each day goes along, to the point where people think you got a halo around your head and they're jealous of where you are? But see, the jealousy is their problem, where they're at. But see, where you're at, you're living your life to the fullest.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I got you.
Well, some people look at me and say, you're not really answering questions. Yeah, I'm answering the questions, but
yes,
are you really
you
listening?
Yes, you are. You're answering. You're answering.
And that's what I love to do. I don't. Timelines for me. See, timelines for me, realistically, when you're in the process of manifesting things and you're like, okay, when's this going to happen? Well, when I ask the question, people get mad and say, well, when do you want it to happen? And they go, well, that's what you're supposed to tell me. I said, oh, who said? From
it
what I understand,
these things happen when they're supposed to, right?
Yeah, but if you sit and look at your life, you can talk to psychics and all your friends and everybody else, but who comes up with the realization of what and where? And what direction you need to go in. That's you.
Right.
So it's all about you, not me. I don't live your life. I'm just a messenger, and you guys all want to kill me. So there's people like me. There's some people who love it, but there's those other people who go, you're not telling me nothing. I need direction. Why are you not telling me what direction to go into? Because that's your responsibility, not mine. I'm just a messenger. I give you the message. I give you the card that's got the wax on it. Goes, open me later, you know. That's me. And I have my own life to live. And believe me, it's a learning process and it's a circle. I learn from you as much as you learn from me. So therefore, that's what it's supposed to be like. And if you're in a situation like that's what's going on constantly, then you're in the flux. You are doing a great thing and you're making good decisions. So you need to keep doing that same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Find out what works for you and be repetitious. Because if it's working for you, you want to keep doing that. So you keep constantly doing work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people sit and tell you that you're going down the wrong way, but beware of where those people are going. They might want you to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know, that's why I stress people when you say, "Oh, you listen to your friends." And if you're in a situation where you're denying something, I swear to you, this is what really going on. If you're in the process of denying anything, say, "I don't love that man," or, "I don't do this," and "I don't do that," why are you denying it if it's not true? Because you don't deny things that don't exist. You know why? Because you don't have to.
Right.
Okay. But if you're sitting there saying, if you're going through, let's say you're doing this. Okay, I broke up with this guy. So you're putting pictures on, you're putting pictures here, and you're with somebody else, and you're just doing all this work. I hope one day you come to the point of saying, God, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was with the person and I was going with the flow, I didn't do this kind of work. It just, every time I did something, it just happened. And the same thing with work. If you're going out there, I'm standing in the rain trying to get a job at Kenworth. You're an idiot. Because you're sitting there saying, did you listen to your intuition? What did it say? Don't go in the rain. Your guidance is not going to lead you something that's going to hurt you. That's what I'm saying. And if you had a great relationship and it was going and it was good, sure, you might have a couple of variables in there, but like we said before, when you get into a good relationship, you're going to mirror each other. So there's going to be some things that you see in that person. Well, I don't see that person. I don't see that in me. Just because you don't see it in you, you're seeing it in the other person. So it's reflecting back to you. It does exist, and you need to explore that. And as long as you look at those reflections and learn from them, you always get closer, and you'll have a strong bond that you never had before with anybody. And I guarantee you, if you walk away from it, you'll be missing it and missing it to the point you're going to say, I need to go back. Or I need to go find that person to do that. It's the same thing with work. When you're looking for that one niche in life that you love to do, don't let people pull you away from it. If it's something you love to do, it's something that you just got to find the right path to make it work. Because if that's what you're being led to, like this last summer, for example, I took off from work for the carnival just to get a break. And in the process of working for the carnival, what happened? There was one session I ended up doing palm readings for the guys I work with. Or I ended up doing a palm reading for this insurance agency, the agent lady, and she was like, why are you working for the carnival? I said, what do you mean? She goes, you just sit there, and that's been the most accurate palm reading I've ever had in my whole life. And I was sitting there going, I keep asking myself, why am I out here working, doing this? Because I think the break was over after the first 2 weeks. And then after that, it was just, you know, ego kicking in, saying, I need to make money to put back in my business. And then it was like thinking about, I finally sat down and started doing the math and realized I was actually losing money by being out and working for the carnival. And then all people started calling, wanting readings and stuff like that. So it was something as an illusion to me that it wasn't working, and I felt like there could have been a different path. But see, I guess in some ways, in the sense of the word, I had to go down that path to realize that maybe I'm still not honoring my gifts as much as I should to, because everybody else is. And that's what you need to do with yourself. So what you need to do, what we're trying to say here, is not me on the bandwagon say I'm a great person, but that's what you need to do. You need to sit here and tell yourself, I am a great person. What are your qualities? What do people find fascinating about you? What are they attracted to you? Why do they come to you? Because what you're seeing right at that moment is what we want. A lot of people want to see in their businesses. They want to attract those people to them that they can actually give the service that they've been given. And a lot of people think too much on themselves in the process of saying, what am I doing wrong, instead of saying, what are you doing right? Because you have to sit there and honor those gifts every day as much as anything else. And I've seen too many people sit there and say, well, maybe I'm not giving enough. I'm not doing this. If you have done what you did at the time you did it, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. Because if you could have gave more, if you could have done it differently, then it would have been done that way. But it wasn't. So you have to sit there and look at that whole thing and realizing at the moment happens just the way it was supposed to. If we keep second-guessing ourselves, that's wasted energy too. And we need to focus on what we need to do with our lives. We also need, you need to sit there and take 2 hours for yourself every morning. You need to be thankful for everything you got, everything you are, who you are, to the point where I think that's the easiest way to let go, isn't it? If you start focusing on being thankful every day, take 2 hours in the morning. And then any kind of manifestations you want to do, give them about 15 minutes, visualize, feel it. And then for the rest of the day, just be thankful for what you got, because in the process of being thankful for what you got, you don't have time to attach yourself to anything.
Okay.
And when you let go, that's when everything happens. Believe me, I've been working so hard on letting go. Like, it's just the ideal of breathing, take a deep breath, and say, I just want to let go. Archangel Michael, if there's any cords that's still attached to me, cut those loose. Archangel Raphael, if I have any issues that I need to be resolved, could you heal me of those things? Because when I either get with the person again or find that new relationship or that new opportunity or that new client or whatever, I want to be open. I want to be in a state of taking it in and living that moment just as it's folding and enjoy every minute about the whole thing. And also in the process, I feel like the more I enjoy it, the more I give, the more it's going to be something that I'm going to get across the information I need. So therefore, it's going to help that person, and they're going to make a change in their lives. And the process of all of us doing what we need to do, what we want to do, that changes the whole world to the point where we're next thing we know, we're not in these little fluctuations of this is mine and that's yours. It's more of this all come together. Come together. Okay, to be able to, I'm just saying, the world is loving and it's like, if you love unconditionally to everybody comes your path and everybody you touch does the same thing, what happens? You set off a chain reaction of nothing but people loving the next person who comes along. Next one. Next thing you know, it goes clear across the planet, and the planet just loves. Don't you think that when we get into that state of thing, that all the things we hear, can we change the outcome of anything that's going on out there to the point where we have to love everyone and everything, no matter who they are or what they've done?
Yeah.
That also says to ourselves, too, because we know for a fact that we've done some things we're not proud of. But everything that happened up to a second ago that's all in the past no longer exists. So what are you going to do? You know, let something that doesn't exist affect your future and affect you right now to the point where you're worrying so much your foot's about to fall off? Or are you going to take it one step further and go, you're saying all I got to do is simply just love and resonate the love out there to actually get everything I want? Go read the books, do the meditations, read the Bible. The greatest commandment out there is what? To love.
I got you.
Okay, so I just feel like going to a commercial. We'll be right back. So, you know, the situation at hand is just the idea that what we want to do is like, okay, you know, maybe you guys are freaking, maybe you're not, but right now I feel so much positive energy in this room. It's just incredible. And we can just send that to everybody who's listening right now. I think we'd really, really accomplish a lot just in that one thing, because I think those people that we're resonating to right now would also resonate to those people. And those people resonate to those people, and so on. It's like a shampoo commercial. But so on. But, you know, that's the thing. We all want to do it, and we all want to be happy. So, therefore, what do you want to do with your life? Because I think the financial stuff that you're actually really working for is more in self-realization of who you are and what you can actually give. And I actually read this book, and I don't think it's even in print anymore. It's The Seven Secrets to Success. As in a spiritual, it's a spiritual text. And then, I mean, there's a lot of books out there, The Seven Steps of This and The Seven Steps of That. But this one here was more about opportunity. And the very first thing was in the book is yesterday's gone. It's dead. So let that go in favor of what you're going to do. Because if you're sitting there talking to your friends and saying, this guy did this to me, and yesterday this guy did this, or someone cut me off, you're still living in the past. You need to let go of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And in favor of saying, okay, those people did what they did, but you did what you did too. So therefore, how are we going to change this? The only way you can change all those things is change yourself. So that's the first step. And then the next steps actually really fall into place very easily. So I am really tired. But please,
bless
give
y'all.
Us a call back. You asked the question, and that was the
bless
answer.
Bless your heart.
So,
okay. I feel for you right now.
So like I said before, guys, go out there and check out John Randolph Price books, The Angel Energy. There's a book that I got I love. It's called Super Beings. And basically what it talks about is the idea of taking yourself to the point where you can be, we all have a super consciousness. And once you tap into that whole thing, that's where the super being thing takes off. But it also teaches you how to like I said before, we have dominion over this planet. We also have dominion over ourselves. So therefore, to be happy is a choice. To be sad is a choice. To be angry is a choice. To be mean to other people is a choice. And once we realize their choices, we can make better choices and not do those things, and also focus on the positive side of everything, and then get to a point in life to realize there is no such thing as duality. We can be happy all the time. We will go through situations of ups and downs, but what it's trying to teach us is that even the down, we can be happy. You just have to make a choice to do so. So that's a good book, Super Beings. He's also got a book called if I can remember it, because it's at my house, and I'm actually at my daughter's right now. But it's a book called, I think it's called Spiritual Alchemy. It's The Alchemy Handbook by the same guy. That's a really cool book because it goes over the five sections of our lives. And that's why I wish I had it here right now. I like going over those things because I think it's relationships, career. Now, this is the kicker. I think it's actually relationships, career, success, our bodies, and our spiritual life. If that was four, I think it was five, wasn't it? Anyway, Sometimes I can remember all this stuff, but sometimes I do like to have the references because my mind is going so many directions. It's the idea of trying to help people understand what psychic or being a medium or a spiritual advisor is all about. It's the idea of taking information and actually seeing the past, the present, and the future all at the same time and actually being able to see each and every one of those things clearly. And it takes, being in this human body, it does take some energy and some focus. So it's one of those situations. Can you do it? Of course. I think we all can do it, but I have noticed, and I will have to say, that there are people that are gifted, as in the sense that they just do it. Because, I mean, I tell everybody all the time, in the process of reading cards and angel cards and doing angel readings and doing palm readings and all kinds of stuff, I have not gone, as I call it, to school. I had a lady ask me one time, she goes, how many years of psychology have you had? You're really good. And I said, zero. But I said, let's think about that for a minute. Psychology, the study of human behavior. What are you? If you listen, and you really listen to people, that's what I've done. I've listened and said, okay, you're screwed up. You know, I'm just saying. It's one of those things of looking at the situation and going, we can all do that. If we would just take the, like I said, take the choice and go, what are you going to do? And just listen to your guidance. Because my guidance has actually put me in situations where I was reading 10 books at a time. Of course, that might sound incredible to some people, but it wasn't for to baffle or to astonish people. That's what it was. And you know, to have in my earlier part of my career, I was actually called the Amazing Gene. And these things were just titles. And the idea of people saying, "Well, you're amazing." Well, I'm not here to amaze you. I'm here to help you. So let's get past the situation and do that and sit down. But also in the situation, I've noticed that I've also amazed myself. But also people, when they come into their own, they amaze themselves. I'm just like giving you a heads up of what, you know, your life can be, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are either. Because I've had some people say, I'm 19, I don't know enough. Are you sure about that? The point of being gifted is the idea of tapping into those gifts and realize what those gifts are, where you might not have to go to school. It's this society that tells you you have to have a piece of paper to basically prove to everybody that you do know what you're talking about. And I hate to say this to you guys, but really, realistically, people who have their credentials, the paper, are the ones that rip you off the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's people out there. It's in every walk of life. There's always somebody who's going to misuse and take advantage of people, of course. And that's when you need to really sit there and look at the situation of life. Look at the people who are the most successful. You know why most of the people are, well, I'll put it this way. The people that are the most successful are the ones who listen to themselves. Listen to the guidance that comes through. So basically what they're doing is listening to themselves and their guidance and realizing it's just not about them, it's a partnership. But you have to make that choice to do that. I mean, God can't save you either unless you ask. He will, you know, there'll be a lot of things that happen in the process of pointing you in the right direction, but you have to realize you made a choice to go through all those challenges too, and you could have just simply said, okay, God, I got it. Just do it. And you'll see that, you know, we were talking about this before, too, about a lot of people who are gifted, and a lot of people who are doing this work. The ones who really do the great work never set out to do this work. It was just something they were led to do. So you go through the jobs, and we also see actors, too, don't we? Actors in Hollywood and that kind of stuff. And you look at the great ones. They had to go through a lot of stuff, car washes and all this other stuff to get to this point. But see, in the process of being in those positions, they learn a lot about themselves, which actually enhance exactly where they're going to be. So it all works together. It's just the idea of realizing all those things that you did were just pointing you in the right direction where you needed to go. Where is that? Right where you are now.
Somebody wants to know if you're an empath.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I am an empath. That's why I do palm readings for people. They scoot back to the table going, whoa, that's just freaky. And I tell them all the time, it's one of those things we have to, I think experience helps people where you can actually, when you put in situations, instead of being spooked by it, you can really comfort people and say, well, you know, I'm just reading your life. I think we'll see what's spooky about it. Maybe you just realize some things about yourself. Say, okay, I know that. But when you make a choice to be the best you can be, You're gonna freak out some people because you're good. And that's the whole thing. But you have to realize that. And it's taken me a while to get to this point to say, okay, I did freak those people out, or I did do those things. But I was just living it and having such a good time. I didn't have time to sit and go big-headed, but I couldn't get out of my shop. It was one of those things of thinking about the next day on the next people I was going to help and how I could do it and how I could make sure I have the answers. Because realistically, I was in my shop one time and I had a lady walk in, and every time she asked me a question, I had the answer. And then she said, "Are you going to have the answers to every question that I say?" I said, "Yes." And she was like, "Okay." And I said, "Let me ask a question." I said, let me get this right. Are you complaining because I have the answers?" And she goes, "I guess I am." I said, "I love you." And she goes, "Why is that?" I said, "Because you're big enough to admit that you are complaining. You didn't sit inside, I don't think so." And I said, "That's a good step right there for you to realize that you have that. That this actually sit down and do some work here." And she's like, "Okay." But I said, "Get it to your head. You came for the answers." And me and really striving to be that person to do that, I said, "If you probably would have contacted me like 10 or 15 years ago, I might not have the answer." But I went through a lot of things where when I didn't have the answers, I went looking for them. Or I started asking my angels to bring those to me, and they did. So therefore, the learning experience was very quick. But it was continuous. That's the thing. It was very continuous, and it still is. I still learn a lot. I mean, I used to do, when I did my angel readings with my angel cards, I did pyramids, and how I did the pyramids and how I even came up with those things was talking and working with my angels, saying, "Hey, everybody else has got their own spread. I want one too." "Okay." It's almost like saying, "It's about time you asked." And then we came up with this pyramid spread. This pyramid spread has baffled me and surprised me and been overwhelming and just also surprisingly just intense, because it's something that's been evolving for the last, since 2006, when I was actually given this spread, that there's cards within cards, there's just so much information in these pyramids, but we're also not exactly, we're not black and white. We're very complex people too, so in the sense of all the things that we have within us that we want to tap into. And it's just one of those things I've always felt like that we need more techniques to help us to tap into more of us, to realize what we are capable of doing and that we can be unlimited. And I'll say it again, I saw this thing and it just floored me because it was so powerful. I saw this at a church when they have those little things at the church, you got those little marquees or whatever they always have little phrases for the day. And this one here said, "Don't tell me the sky's the limit when there's footprints on the moon." I still think that's a powerful statement. You know, so therefore, no, we also have the other one where it said, "Nothing's impossible with God. Everything's possible through God." So if you think about that, if we're tapped and realize we are extension of God, so therefore nothing's impossible. Everything's possible through God. But once you realize that, and you tap into that, you also realize there are no limitations to you either, except for the ones you have imposed upon yourself. So when are you going to get to the point of actually letting go, saying, "No more, I'm done. Now let's see what I can do." On that note,
today,
today. Well, I have some other callers on the line, and I'd love
God,
to get you.
Oh, there's somebody who wants to talk to you.
So,
there is
thank you for calling.
There needs to talk to you.
Always remember, you were part of the experience that started the whole thing going.
Oh, wow. What did I do? Thank you. I appreciate it.
And oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too, but make sure you give us an update too, okay?
I will, no problem.
All righty. You have a great night, and thank you for calling in.
You too. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That sucked. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I actually, area code 301 was on the line. I wish I could have got I was that ready to click on you, and we lost you. So if you could please call back in, I would really appreciate it. Hope you're still listening, because for some reason you got cut off. And like I said before, I was about ready to, right, I'm sorry, I was about ready to click on you. So please give us a call back in here so we can talk to you. Alrighty. Let's go on to our, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is a friend of mine, area code 406. Welcome to the show. How are you? Okay, Charlotte, come on. Run to the phone. Pick it up.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, we can't hear you at all.
Well, the phone up, Donnie. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Charlotte. So, it seems like you've had some things I loved before, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I was directing a lot of information I had yesterday where it was like, if you're mad at God, you're really mad at yourself. So let's take a look at the situation and put it in perspective here so we can actually find a solution, right? So what did you hear the meditations I was reading about prosperity and the loved one and what was the other one, strange and wonderful things to happen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what do you think? Because I was reading those things, and I was saying, okay, we're striving to be more loving people. So that one about angels and relationships and that meditation just seemed like it really fit the bill.
Yes, you always are right on.
Thank you.
Let's
look at the situation, too. We're sitting here talking about some people sitting there saying, you're giving too long a reading. I said, yeah, but it seems like I have some really long answers. So let's be honest with the whole thing. You know, we can't blame on people saying they ask too many questions because the lady, she only asked two questions, and it was like romance and prosperity prospects. And next thing you know, it was one of those things where we try to teach people to say, okay, go with the flow, and that's what I did. And you can't go wrong, really.
Well, I always tell people, I try to help you out a little bit in the chat room, and I always tell people that you're worth it and that you don't do 15-minute readings. You do whatever that person particularly needs, and that if they're patient, that you will get to them. And I tell them also that you take any amount of money. You work with them. You know, I say, you know, private message him. He'll work with you. So if you don't get on the show, I do tell people just, you don't get 15-minute readings. Sometimes it's half hour, 45 minutes, whatever they need.
Yeah, and it was just, I just feel bad because I was about ready to click on, it was area code 301, and I'm sorry that we didn't get to you as quick as possible, but we were right, I had moved my arrow just to click on them, and then they were gone, and it was like, sometimes with the getting used to right now Blog Talk Radio, I've been on Blog Talk Radio, so most of you probably, if you already have seen the new switchboards and dealt with that whole thing, I've only been working again. My last show was back in May, and then I started doing it last week. So I've been doing it shows for 2 weeks, and I'm still looking at things. Yeah, you click on something and if something happens, you're like, okay, what was that all about? So we try to tell everybody to be patient with us, please. But right now, okay, Charlotte, I'm not cutting you off now. I just want to sit here and stress to everybody. You give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. If you're wondering where you're at, you're actually at Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. And this is our show. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. And you're actually listening to Psychic X Journeyman. I will tell everybody, no, my parents wasn't freaky and really spiritual. They named me that. My friends call me Donnie. Because I'm pretty sure you heard Charlotte say Donnie. And I also work for a company called orandom.com, which I really recommend you check out because you could actually see me and get a reading with me. And it's only $1.99 a minute. And it's one of those things where if you come in there, you can get registered as a member. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to have a valid email address, and you can talk to me in the chat. We have a free chat where we can talk, get to know each other before you actually push that button, which will be at the bottom of your screen once you become a member. It makes it easier for you to get a reading with me. But I like that company because you actually get to see the person you're getting a reading with, which realistically that's how it's always been. You see the person you're getting a reading with, and this is just a different format. Like we talked about before, we had this really powerful message that came across with the last caller, and I feel like this is a good format too where we can touch a lot of people. And that's the whole goal, is to touch more people, to change the mood of this, not just people in general, but this of this planet, to where people can see that in a loving way, there's always a solution. And I also work on Keen, but on Keen they call me Psychic X Journeyman, so it'd be easy to find me on Keen. But on a random, they call me Psychic X Journey, because my username was too long, it wouldn't fit in their browser, in their format. So check it out. But also, if you want to call me and just forget all that craziness and go right to the source, you can give me a call at 740-601-1057 or 740, I forgot the ask part. Okay, 740-500, which is actually on my screen right in front of my face. 740-500-8863. And I recommend you go really check out my website. It's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I'd love to get some feedback on my website because I've been wanting to do some changes, but I'm not really sure what I can do with it. I really put a lot into that whole thing, so therefore, if you could just check it out. And I've actually had people call me, and they found me through that website, so it's doing its job. I just want to get some feedback on it. So if you can give me a call, you can give me some feedback on the whole thing, but get a private reading from me, too. And right now, we've had this thing going on where if you call in the show here and call in and make an appointment today, you can actually, and all you got to do is schedule. You don't have to do it today, but just schedule today while we're here on the air, and you can get an extra 10% off. I think what we're doing for the show people who call the show is only $65 for an hour reading and a $45 for a half hour reading. And what those sessions are, we'll be honest with you, the sessions, they're actually longer. So it's actually for a 60 to 90 minute session, it's $65. And that's actually a regular price is like $125 for an hour session, 60 to 90 minutes. And then for $45, you can get a 30-minute session, which is actually a between 30 to 45-minute session. I have a tendency to go with my answers on here, and you'll see that I go over quite a bit. It also happens in readings, too. I don't charge anything extra for those things. We just let it go with the format. And we also have a thing where we can actually sit down and do a 15 to 30-minute session. And I think those are going for, I forgot, $30. They're going for $30. But like I said before, those are just a place to start. If you have a budget where you can't do that, but you can do something, I say put it up on the table. I've never turned anybody down. You can ask Charlo on that one.
Yeah. This man has helped me more than you know for, well, little to nothing. He will work with you. Just call him and tell him what you can do.
Exactly.
He saved my
life,
Donnie.
And, yeah, right now we're trying to pay the phone bill, so give us a call. But also we have to go into Manitou Springs, Colorado, and support my show fund. And that just make a donation. You make a donation, anything you want to. I've always told people, if you're going to go and make a donation and you feel like you just want to get some questions answered or maybe even get a reading, I don't care. And you feel like, you just give me a call and talk about it, okay? If you just want to donate to the show and because you want to keep this kind of format going on so we can continue to keep doing this and touch as many people as we can, for every donation, we thank you. We really do. And it's like we try to take all and put it right back into the show, make sure everybody's happy and content, and so therefore we can keep doing this all the time to the point where we can help people change their lives. I mean, shoot, sometimes it's just one decision can put you into a different direction. It just brings so much into your life. You just don't know. So give it a shot. So, Charlotte, can you hang on for a minute? And I'm going to play some music just to hang on for a minute. I got to get some water. And I'm going to play a song here called Crystal Ball. And we'll be right back after this word. And really, realistically, guys, go check out HemiSync CDs. I think if you do, that'll start the ball rolling to really get deep into more spirituality. That's www.hemi-sync.com. That's your word. Then we're going to go and this is by a group called Styx, called Crystal Ball.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time, all alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
Song was Crystal Ball by Chris Dix. Hope you enjoyed that. Shoot, I'm drinking some water now. I'm all freaking all over the place. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that song, Crystal Ball by Dix, and we're back. And we're sitting here talking to Charlotte. So with the situation, you have any questions you'd like to ask?
When am I going to find love? That's a common question.
Well, first of
don't
all, try to find love. It's the idea of opening yourself up to what will come to you.
Okay.
We were talking about this before. I sat here and looked at a lot of things that were going on in your own life where it's like you still rehashed a lot of things you've gone through. And so you get to the point where you can let go of all those things and say, okay, today is it. There is nothing else. Today is the only
better.
Yeah, because it's like this moment is what's going on. So, you know, you need to embrace it, enjoy it to the fullest. And I think that's what it means to live life to the fullest, not to go out and get drunk and fall down a flight of stairs. I don't feel like that's really fulfillment. Anyway, kind of puts you in a situation where my time was fulfilled because I spent so much time at the hospital, they freaking cast my leg, you know. But living life to the fullest to me is experiencing your gifts and what comes at you and embracing exactly what's going on at that moment. We can sit here and also look at situations and go, what's going on at this moment? If, like with readings and stuff. The one thing I think we should look at when someone says something to us or gives us information, we should look at the situation and go, okay, well, that's not going on. Well, didn't we just ask the person about the future? The moment is the moment that we're living at that moment when we ask the question in the first place, and we should enjoy the person we're actually talking to and look at the ideal of realizing that psychics are not machines. We don't spit out cards. Okay? We are people. We have things that we go through as well. We're just trying to be super beings, but we're also trying to teach everybody else they can do the same thing as well. But if you're so caught up in the situation, okay, this person said this and it didn't happen. Well, if you're still dwelling on that 2 weeks later, you're still living in the past. And what you need to do is you need to go back to that person. And I feel like a good psychic, a great person, medium, spiritual advisor, whatever you want to call them, if you go back to that person and he's willing to sit down with you or she's willing to sit down with you to help you figure out what and why it didn't happen, then we need to look at that the future is not written in stone and every decision we make affects it in which direction it's going to go, how things are going to play out. Not the psychic. He's just giving you the information. What are you going to do with it? Your friends keep telling you that, telling you this and this and the other. Say you keep hearing something over and over. There are certain things that keep coming to you through your friends, your family, and you keep hearing yourself say one thing. Yeah, people keep telling me that. Well, we should stop right there in that moment if we've had somebody confirm that. If we keep hearing it, why are we not living it? I mean, for example, I guess someone's sitting there saying, well, you're a very powerful, talented person, and you don't believe it, but you keep hearing it. And then you go to a psychic or somebody around you that you trust who has the abilities, and he says the thing, that looks at you and says, you're very talented, very gifted. And you, well, my friend, or I've heard that. I keep hearing that. Well, why are you not doing anything about it? Embrace it, because maybe the thing that you're looking for, that one change in your life to put things right, could be that you're not listening, because that's guidance coming through other people, situations, and signs. You know, some people have a tendency to look at them and go, that's not a sign. That's just a coincidence. That's a person who's not willing to look at what's going on. So,
I'm getting better.
Go ahead. Nope, it's your turn on the soapbox. Go ahead.
It's my turn on the soapbox. I am getting better at that. I do listen to you. You're one of the few people I really do listen to. I am living life to the fullest. I'm the happiest that I've been in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think that what you say is right. We manifest what we want, and when people keep telling me over and over nice things, I need to just start believing them.
Yeah, seriously, because really, I hear people say the same thing too. And I've also heard people say that you don't really take in consideration just the effect that you have on people. And sometimes there are certain compliments that happen that it is kind of hard to go, okay, yeah, you're sure about that. But once you sit there and admit it, I think we've been programmed that we can't say nice things about ourselves because it's been considered self-centeredness, when we don't realize the ideal of realization. A realization of how good you are makes you better, and if it's done in the right format, seriously. And there are people out there that they keep hearing compliments and that kind of stuff, and it just all goes to their head. But the one thing I wanted to stress, that when we sit there and when we were talking about this one meditation where it says, today I send love to the world, that's a person who's following their heart. You need to follow your heart. And if you've got anybody in your freaking band, your friends, your family, or something like that, who look at you and saying, you're following your heart too much and not listening to your head, distance yourself from those people. Because those people are just too freaking logical. And if you really look at their lives, you'll see one thing. You'll see chaos. But you look at people who follow their heart, maybe they're not millionaires. Maybe they don't have everything the society tells us that we should have. But they're happy because they're following their guidance and they're following their heart. That's the key. That's what's going on. And people don't understand that. You know, we can't live by other people's expectations. We have to live by ours. Our guidance, our angels are telling us, do you want to be a millionaire or do you just want to be happy? You know, being happy, you know, I don't think people really take in consideration, and they always want to sit there and go, okay, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Well, you sit and look at the one part of the situation about angels and relationships. Now, if you sit and look at the situation, it talks about angels and relationships. And if you look at that meditation is talking about relationships in general. Everybody who crosses your path is a relationship. Your foot to the floor is a relationship. When you go to the grocery store, you have a conversation with somebody. That is a very quick relationship, but it is still a relationship. And in how we deal with those situations, you're going to find that as long as you go into those situations in a loving way and you follow your heart and what you should do, they always seem to have positive outcomes. When you don't follow your heart, what do you get? You get chaos. You catch yourself thinking you have to do things, that you have to do this. You got to portray a picture to everybody. See, that's the point. You're portraying a picture. And most of the time when you talk to those people, you're saying you're playing games. They'll sit and say, no, I don't play games. I would never play games with people's feelings and that kind of thing. And you're hoping that one day they stop and look in the mirror and realize that that's exactly what they're doing because they're not being themselves. They're not being true to themselves. To be true to oneself is to follow one's heart. In the mind, it's like when I sit here and look at the idea of the heart and the mind. The mind is there, and there has to be a balance. But the more you love, the more you let go, the more your life flows, the more you feel content and happy with yourself. So therefore, everybody else seems to be the same way thing around you. So if you don't have that kind of stuff and there's people around you with chaos and that kind of stuff, look at yourself and see what's up. Just find that pattern, because I feel like in this situation, I've done the same thing myself. I've seen it before. I know for a fact, by sitting there doing that one little prayer, God and the angels help me to love and respect a certain person that I feel really, really close to, no matter if she's a part of my life or not, I still feel like she still is. So I always ask that God and the angels help me to love and respect her for who she is and to love and just to love more every day. And I've just noticed one thing, that there's people around me who seem to go out of their way to be the same way, to have that kind of reaction and have that kind of effect on people just by me being more of a loving person. The idea of following your heart seems to be the key to me. Now, you know, people don't say, well, you got to follow your head, okay, hit that brick wall. You know, the heart always says, but it's going to hurt. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Okay.
I tend to lead with my heart before my head. I'm a very giving, loving person. And I get hurt a lot because people take advantage of that. So how do you put that in balance so that I don't get my heart broken a bunch of times?
Well, you got to look at it this way, sweetie. You got to put things in perspective. Every person that crosses your path that hurts you is a truth that you just learned about yourself. Okay? So what you're doing with each relationship that doesn't work out, you're basically confronting people who are not being themselves. In the process of being hurt, you find out more about yourself so you can be more of who you are. And then you'll get to a point in your life where you realize, I don't care. I cannot stop being who I am. And obviously those people did not appreciate that. But I have to stop letting it hurt me to realize that they are who they are, and so am I. And they could accept that. It seems like in the situation you did accept them for who they are. They just couldn't do it in return. So now they're off doing, probably playing tennis with somebody.
Well, I just got a job at Walmart and I had someone in the break room say, "Jesus, you talk to everybody, Charlotte. What the hell is your problem?" I'm like, wow.
Well, you look back at that person and you go, "What's your problem? Why can't you be sociable? That's the point. You look at the situation, a person says, well, you talk to everybody. They're seeing something about themselves that they should do. So what they're going to do is they're not going to look at it and say, well, I'm not going to deal with that. Because that's just crazy. You just don't do that. And here's a person that does those things, so there must be something wrong with her. In the process of saying there's something wrong, they don't realize it's with them, not with the person they're seeing. Because people's perception can only let them see just that, their perceptions. They perceive you as being somebody who's wrong, not realizing that they're just seeing, it's a reflection back at them, that they're not a sociable person, that she is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That she doesn't, so that realization of going, okay, I can't accept that, but I'm actually putting myself down. No, you're not putting yourself down. You're just making a realization that says that's who you are at that moment. But you can't change something if you're not willing to realize it does exist and that is what you are. But once you realize you are a bitch, you can sit there and go, I don't like that. Then don't. Like I said before, be happy is a choice. Being sad is a choice. Everything's a choice. The one reason I started recommending people out there to go do meditation and to fast. Fast will help you realize that you made a choice not to eat and you didn't die. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what else is a choice? I could stop breathing right now. It's a choice. But I feel like in the process that I still have a lot to do, I don't want to take that choice and stop breathing. But in the process of making a choice not to eat, you're going to clear your body of all the toxins and realize one thing, the choices that you've made is what's clogged you up. Now you've made another choice to do the opposite. And once you clear that out, you can hear and feel and see and just know, because you've cleared out, you've actually taken the work, and all those channels that were blocked are no longer blocked. So you're going to feel a lot. I always tell people and warn them, on that fifth day of fasting, taking a shower can freak you out. You're like, I can feel it. I can feel every water droplet. That is so freaking cool. And then you're going to start taking it to the next day. Ooh, let's do six. Let's do 7 days. Let's do 8 days. And, you know, it's one of those fascinations of realizing that you have to sit there and catch yourself sometime in these things too, that you have to start eating sometime. I mean, you can go, I think, up to 30 days, I think. But it's just one of those things, and maybe not, I'm just saying there's certain things, it's a control thing. You've made a choice to do these things. The body will freak, but it's one of those things to realize that you have control over the whole aspect and say, we're not going to go in starvation mode. We're going to sit there and cleanse our body. That's the one that you have to keep reaffirming to yourself. It's also been proven that people who have belly fat and certain things about themselves, they have to change their perception. That they're thinking, I saw this. It's like, I'm out there and I got to do sit-ups. I got to do all these exercises. And there's a person who made a testimonial saying that he saw his abs before he did any kind of exercise to his abs. And it was just one of those things. He had to change his perception. He had it in his head that was just the way it is. I believe that we should put ourselves in a situation of accepting us, accepting, you know, people accept me for who I am. But if you're not happy with who you are, how can people accept you? So therefore, I think there are certain things we can do to come to that point in our lives where we do accept ourselves who we are. And if we don't, you know, we look in the mirror and like, I don't like that, then you can't accept it. But ask yourself, what could you accept? And let that be your guide and say, okay, you know, like, I want to weigh this amount of weight. I want to sit there and I want to have those abs and I want to sit there. So I've seen girls who are heavy, big girls, but they have small waist. So why is that? You know? I got big thighs. I got big breasts. I got big arms, but I got this tiny waist. I think it's because they focus. That's what they want. I don't care about the rest of it. As long as I got that small waist, I'm good to go. And I'm just saying, when you look at certain people in their lives and what's going on, it makes perfect sense. Their perception is definitely dictating the outcome of what they're getting.
I believe you now. I've started manifesting things and they happen, and I've started to be just happy with who I am. And I don't have hardly any money right now, but I will give a dollar to the people that are at Walmart with the signs, you know, just because that makes me feel happy. And I'm doing theater again, and I have a lot of people that are against me on that. But you know what? Since talking to you in the last, I'm not going to say how long, but I'm truly happy because I finally am starting to accept who I am.
Yeah, so we all need to go out today and send love to this world and really focus on everyone in your lives, friends, regardless of who they are, what they've done to you. Make a point of just saying they are who they are and just love them. And then go out and see only the Spirit of God in every person, including yourself, and see what happens. Look at your family unit. Look at, I mean, like this thing here says, it's got the certain things. Focus on loving unconditionally, giving your love freely, and also take notice of the love that's coming to you, and then tell yourself you're worthy of love, of being loved, and you accept the love of others. The idea of someone being in the line behind you and say you're $1.50 short, and they say, I get you, is an act of love. So what it means by accept it, it means when people give you things and do things for you, don't get up in this freaking roar and say, I don't accept charity. Shut up. You have asked. You have put a manifestation out there, and it's coming to pass. It might be in simple forms like that, or like the other day I was walking out of the store and wishing I had more money, and I found a dollar bill in the alley, you know. That's a small thing, but it could also lead to bigger things. It's the idea. I've always believed that every time I find any kind of money laying anywhere, even if it's a penny, to pick it up, because you're telling the universe, I want more, and they will deliver. And this thing here says, I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. That's not saying a couple people I know by name. It's saying all the people I know by name. So saying, friend or foe, you know who they are, and to love them, and to see the harmlessness and harmony exist between between us, which means they may be calling you everything in the book. They may be doing things behind your back. They may be denouncing a love they have for you, which is making you feel bad, and you feel very hurt, because you know. But in the process of actually wanting to be back with somebody you really love, because you feel like they love you, wouldn't it be in your best interest to just love them and don't think of the things you could do to them because of what they're doing to you? The love is going to get you what you want. And if you keep loving that person unconditionally, I guarantee they'll come back. If they don't, then the love you had between the two of you was only one-sided. Accept it. And then realize if that's the case, it's time to move on, because there's somebody else for you who will. That's the thing. Like we were saying yesterday, if everybody, every time you got fired or every time you got broke up with somebody, if there was an arrow on their head pointing you in the right direction, you would see it as what it is. It's a finish of something. Now it's time to move on to something else. And also, if you don't see an arrow on their head, that's an indication to look within yourself. And the thing didn't work out. Oh, you know, this person didn't love me. I'll take it one step further. This person didn't love me like I love me. And I'm disappointed. If you can say that realistically and be honest with yourself, then you can say, okay, then there is somebody out there who will love you the way you love yourself. So that's where it starts. But this one here talks about looking at your family units and seeing all the expressions of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. It's giving you the qualities to focus on. And if you focus on those qualities, you'll find it. It'll come back to you. Even if you have crazy kids, it'll be that moment. There's always moments. And then it says, remind yourself every day that you know that there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love that you have to give, that I have to give, and realize that two flames will soon unite as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. They're talking about bonds. We're talking about a love and ecstasy. Ecstasy means to be so happy. It's, like we were saying before, you know, look at the situation and go, okay, you complete me. What does that mean? Realistically, what it means is you found the right person. You're with them, and you've completed your journey. You're with that person. Now you have somebody to complete the journey of life with, to share with. So love is everything. Oh, how love. In the process of loving love, aren't you just saying that you love God? God is pure love. So therefore, put that out in perspective and say, okay, well, what can we do? With that kind of energy on your side, you can do anything you want. So it's talking about harmlessness and harmony. And people keep, well, if I sit there and utilize everything about me, I'm a very powerful being, can I also hurt people? If you focus on harmlessness and harmony, and you focus on loving more every day, you can utilize and realize the power that you are, how powerful a being you are. You're powerful as God. Look at the situation in creation. God created all those things. He created man, angels, everything goes along with it. How do you create those things? Through the love of energy, through the energy of love. Yeah, it goes, it can go either way. So you can't get that kind of stuff going on without one component, which is love. Love is energy. I want you guys to remember something, too. Don't ever use the term saying, I'm in love. Just say, I love you with all my heart. Being in love means you're basically telling the person, I'm in the relationship and I love you. Well, why do you need to tell them that? I guarantee if you love unconditionally, give yourself completely to that person to the point of trusting yourself, they'll do that. You'll get exactly what you've always strived in the relationship that you want. So let's try that. And also out there, guys, why don't you prompt me and send me the energy so I can actually write the book. So we're all helping each other here, I'm telling you. So I definitely want to do this book. So it's just the idea of sitting down and doing the whole thing, which I've actually started doing a lot of. So if you have any ideas you want to throw in here, I'm taking in any kind of ideal when it comes to writing a book. I had a lady yesterday who told me that it shouldn't be really a relationship book. It should be a relationship on perception, because perception is the key to how you perceive things, and also perception dictates the outcome of what you're trying to accomplish. So therefore, perception is the key, right? So let's sit here and see what kind of perception you got going on, huh, Charlotte? We know for a fact that when you change your perspective and your perception of things, things have a tendency to also change on the outside. Your perception begins changing within you. So what are we going to do?
Wow.
This is not...
As always, I ask a simple question and get, like, this whole insight of things. And, wow, thank you very much. I've been looking and looking for love the last few weeks in all the wrong places. And you're right, I got to love myself first before anyone else can. And I got to put it out there to the universe. I tried to write what you said, but you talked too fast.
Okay, well, I can tell everybody, if you're listening to the show and you really want to get those meditations and that kind of stuff, I invite you to check it out, because everything's archived. And actually, even the show, if even after our shows are over, we're still streaming, we're still recording them. So the whole thing that you heard, if you're hanging with us after the show is over with, is still being recorded, and you can go back and get that information for you.
Okay.
I recommend, if you can't write as fast as I talk, you can go back in the archives and get it for you. But if you don't, you just go down to Amazon.com or wherever you feel like getting your books at, and get Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life, by a guy named John Randolph Price. Also, he's got some other books, too, Super Being. I love that book. I swear that book changed my life in 4 days. We got The Alchemy Handbook. We've got The Angels Within Us. I have another book, too. It's called Empowerment, How to Be, Do, and Have All Things. So check that one out, too, as well. And there's another lady, I loved reading her books, too. I had this one book called Healing with the Angels, and that book has got affirmations, it's got numbers in the back that you can check out when you start seeing numbers and stuff, what they mean, that kind of thing. How to let go of the past, there's prayers in there on relationships, how to heal an existing relationship or existing connections you have with somebody, to heal financial woes, change your financial picture, find a job, how to get more in your business by focusing on getting more clients. So check that out too as well. Doreen Virtue is her name. That's Doreen Virtue. Her last name is spelled exactly the way it's spelled. Virtue. D-I-R-T-U-E. And yes, that is her last name. And also the situation, I'll just take it right now, so in case we get into another conversation. And I forget, I just want to thank everybody for all this, for the last 2 weeks of tuning in and listening to our show. And really, all the support we've been getting from everybody. And, you know, it's one of those things I always tell everybody, that it all comes together. And we just have to realize that once we let go with the flow, it's like bricks in a building. Next you know, it's completed. So that's what we got to do here. Well, you have a good night, and I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
And please take it all in and give us a nice update, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. You have a great night, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Also, guys, we still got like 51, like we've got some time here because we're going to start recording, but I'm not sure how it goes if you don't get in before we stop streaming. I've gotten some people who've gotten in before, but I don't know. It's one of those situations. But kind of incredible. But thank you, guys. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And donations are always welcome. And just help me get home and help me to keep supporting the show and keep going. So, therefore, thank you. Have a good night. And give love where love is given. And before we go, I think we're going to check in the chat room. Going on here, we got Kim. Can you give me the website you want someone to check out? The website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. What I'll do is I'll actually write it down in the chat room so you can all get it. But thank you guys. Have a good. And well, I think we're not streaming anymore. I just make sure thank everybody who did call in. But I can get that information out. Real quick here. I'm trying to. Sometimes I'm not the quickest typist. So that's actually www.psychicjourneyman.yola. Yola. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Hold on. How in the heck?